You found an encore presentation of Uncle Ed's Primetime Jamboree on Radio TFI.
Program is brought to you in living color.
Weather today in the great.
And love you so badly.
They're solid plastic, so don't settle for imitation.
But the senator, while insisting he was not intoxicated, could not explain his nudity.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Uncle Ed's Primetime Jamboree here on Radio TFI and hopefully on Facebook Live. It is March 12th, 2018. We should be broadcasting on Facebook Live. If not, it's kicking in on my end. I'm looking for it right now. You should be able now to see me. And good evening, one and all. Hope we had a good weekend, a good week. We're going to move on here. Tonight's theme is heat, weather. You just heard the theme song from Miami Vice coming out of 1984. We're going to kick right up and keep right on going right now with the music and Martha Vandella and the Heat Waves. Kids, we're having ourselves some major technical issues tonight here. That was Martha and the Vandellas. We're going to chit-chat for a little while here while our... hopefully my computer gets back up into shape. It's woefully behind on anything. I had some real goodies planned for tonight, but We may or may not be able to play them for you, but we'll see. We'll see as the time goes. If you're on Facebook, I am trying to get that up and running right now. That was all set in Kabushiki. Everything went bad on me tonight. As we like to say here in Radio TFI land, it's hashtag big time professional radio. Once again, thanks for joining me. If you're joining me live, you can try to call at 754-800-CHAT. That's 754-800-CHAT. But unfortunately, our phone line is down tonight too, or at the moment, I should say. So we're trying to get all this together. And I'm just counting. I'm looking for one Monday night, just one, where I can get through the night. We, like I said, we had a whole great show planned out. Looks like this, it may not work out for us tonight, but I just want to keep you in mind. Let's, as always, hashtag never again, hashtag we call BS. March 24th will be the March for Our Lives protest in Washington, D.C. and in well over 600 other places around the globe. So go to marchforourlives.com, sign the petition, read up on what's going on. Whatever small part you can play in this, please do, because it's vitally important to our kids, not just our current high school kids, but the future ones. And that includes my my nephew's three kids who I desperately don't want to see them have to go through this. And so once again, we're here. We're going to try and take your calls. We'll take, if you want to tweet me, you can tweet me at TFI Taxi. You can try us on the Radio TFI platforms, whether it be Facebook, whether it be Twitter, you name it, we got it. Except for our telephone, which first I want to get up running live, then I'm going to work the phone here. So let's see if we can't talk a little bit about what some of the things that have been going on here. I don't want to get too personal, too political, and all that, but there was I wish I could remember. One of the minions spoke last week about we should. It was Trump's religion person. I don't know what the official name is. National deacon, who knows? But that we should all send her a month of our January salaries, because that'll help, I don't know, Jesus find us or whatnot. I know Gilchrist had a few things to say about that on Saturday, and we're going to touch base with him in a little while. Once we get, I actually believe he's responsible for the technical difficulties. And but give us a call here at the station. We're dying to hear from you. We're dying to hear from anybody right now. I would love to hear from my record machine. That's who I would really love to hear from right now. We're gonna go back into it now. Looks like we've got that little gremlin out. So we're going to pick right up where we left off. I'm going to play a little song for you while I try to get some of this stuff squared away. From 1983, Wild Summer Nights, from one of the best movies ever made, Eddie and the Cruisers. It's the Beaver Brown Band.
School.
Go right into Brian Adams, Summer of 69. We're getting close with the technical.
Thank you.
Bryan Adams at a 1984 off the album Reckless, Summer of 69. A great, great summer. I was 10 years old. I was a rabid Mets fan. It was a wonderful year to be me. I'm catching... Oh, my video ended on Facebook. I didn't even touch it. We're gonna try something else with that. If you're listening to us live on the radio, thank you very much. We are, I want to get a couple of birthdays in here. We had a whole big thing planned on the video side of it, but we're not going to be able to do that today. So let's start off with our good pal Ronnie Forkin turned 187 on the 9th. Ron, happy birthday. Coming up on next Saturday, I believe it is Saturday, St. Patrick's Day, the lovely and talented Kaylee, my great niece, my nephew's little girl, his oldest, she turns 4 years old next Saturday. So, Kaylee, that's for you, sweetheart. And finally, we cannot forget, my sister Karen had a birthday just yesterday, less than 24 hours ago. And she is once again, everything is right with the world. We're no longer the same age. She is celebrating her 29th birthday. Karen, happy birthday, sweetheart. And one more joke, just for good measure, one to grow on. We're gonna move on right now as we try to salvage this technical nightmare, hashtag big time professional radio and TV. We're gonna move right on now with, the theme was weather tonight. Heat and weather, and I could have just played all of this next artist stuff. Donna Summer with Hot Stuff.
Radio TFI.
Or not. We're going to try that again. Donna Summer.
Hey, get your cold beer.
Valentine beer, for those of you that remember it, that's Three Rings. And that was the tune that was supposed to play the version. It was Three Rings. Not only did that play out of order, it was the wrong one. So we're just going to keep it piling on here. Now we're going to try the legendary Donna Summer with Hot Stuff. Here we go, kids. That's out of 1979 when disco was king. Polyester shirts, bell-bottom pants, platform shoes.
I'm
Well, there you go. Nothing quite like a song stopping dead in the middle. That was half of a summer. That was, oh my goodness. This is just one of those nights, kids and kittens. It's, I'm going to try to play something for you now that I stumbled across yesterday. It's a piece of animation. You can find it on YouTube. Alex Clark explains guns. Guns Explained with Cats. It's a very, very funny piece of animation. You don't have to see it to really appreciate it. So we're going to play the audio for it. Well, we hope we're going to play the audio. And sit back, relax, and enjoy it. And like I said, we're hoping to play the audio. She's gearing up. She's gearing up. The steam engine is cooking. And we're going to give it one more try to get her going. All right. With that, she doesn't seem to want to be working right now. And why should it? Big time professional radio, kids and kittens. That's where we are right now. I'm going to talk for a second about over the weekend, my esteemed co-host on the Saturday show, the Taxi Stand Hour. By the way, Taxi Stand Hour live every Saturday at 10 a.m. With John Shannon and yours truly. And every Sunday, it's the Shannon Files at 10 a.m. on Radio TFI. You can download the app from the App Store or your Google Play Store or wherever you get your apps. You can also visit us at radiotfi.com. Listen to the broadcast live there and replays when I get around to putting them. So John brought up something that we had discussed last week, which we seem to have two very different opinions on, and that is the television show Gotham. Yes, I am keeping this thing going because I think it's a foolish show. I think it's done well. I think the actors are great. I think it looks very good, but I just can't be.
If you're still not sure what to do about guns,
here's our video.
Let me explain it to you using this awful cat. Now, before we start, we can all agree that banning cats won't get rid of all cats, and that a majority of people that do own cats are good people. Not every cat is an awful cat, and I happen to love a cute, cuddly cat. Ah, oh, look at you, so cute, such a. That was an awful cat. And that is what we're here to talk about. Let's say you're at the movies or church or school when out of nowhere, a cat pops up and claws you in the face. Suddenly, you might want to do something about this awful cat. Now, I live on a street that... do about guns. Let me explain it to you using this awful cat. Now, before we start, we can all agree that banning cats won't get rid of all cats, and that a majority of people that do own cats are good people. Not every cat is an awful cat, and I happen to love a cute, cuddly cat. Such a cute little kitty.
Stupid, awful cat!
That was an awful cat. And that is what we're here to talk about. Let's say you're at the movies or church or school when out of nowhere, a cat pops up and claws you in the face. Suddenly, you might want to do something about this awful cat. Now, I live on a street that had one awful stray cat. And when no one did anything about it, one cat turned into dozens and they were all clawing people in the face. And it's all because my neighbor, the crazy cat lady, Mrs. Nra, was leaving out giant piles of treats for cats. So you explained to your neighbor that maybe it would be okay to have a couple rules for these cats. Now you would hope that a good neighbor would understand. But she freaks out and yells at you that you're trying to ban all cats. And you're just like, hey, I just don't want to get clawed in the face. I'm not banning anything. And they tell you maybe if you had your own cat, you'd feel better about it. And you say, I do have a cat. It's that cute cuddly one in my window. That's not the problem. The problem is these...
Again, damn it!
So as you can see, we have a cat problem. And all anyone wants is to put some rules in place to stop the excessive amount of awful cats on the street. But instead, I'm looking out my window and seeing even bigger, scarier lions, tigers, cheetahs, and AR-15s. That's not the same as a regular cat. But my crazy cat lady neighbor wants you to think it's okay for everybody to own a cheetah.
What?
No. Would you stop it, Mrs. Dra? Really? And sure, there are people out there with the proper knowledge and training to understand the responsibilities of owning a cheetah. But when the cheetahs keep ending up in schools clawing kids in the face, I don't think the answer is to put more cheetahs in the school. And I don't think the best way to buy a cheetah is to walk into Petco and go, hey, I want a cheetah. Oh, okay, here you go. And I think we all can agree that it's impossible to get rid of all cats. Which is good, because there's tons of cute, cuddly ones. But let's make some rules that limit and prevent how many awful cats wind up on our street. Less awful cats means less people clawed in the face. Sure, they still might get attacked by a dog or abducted by aliens, but let's handle this one problem at a time. And while this won't solve all cat problems, there's a good chance it'll help with a lot. Like, they had a similar cat problem over on Australia Street, and after they put rules in place, good people still owned good cats, but no one has gotten clawed in the face in over 20 years. And to all the teenagers on my street that are fed up with that cat lady, I'm really proud of you for being so brave. So I hope that explains to you the problem we're having with guns. Now I have a feeling that the comments on this video are gonna get a little out of hand. If you see that, could you help me out? Direct the conversation back to what laws can we put in place to get less guns in the hands of wrong people. It's important and something we should talk about constructively. How can we stop Mrs. Nra? She's a good lady, she's just a little too into her cats. Maybe we could get her to be interested in a new American pastime, like give everyone on the street free apple pie. There's a rally on March 24th in Washington, D.C., and I would love it if you could attend. I'll have all that information down below. That said, we'll be back to the regularly scheduled videos starting soon. Congrats to Hello Person for finding this week's screenshot. If you find it and tweet it to me first, we'll feature it at the end of the video. I am It's Alex Clark.
I am
having a lot of fun on Instagram lately, so come hang out over there. Otherwise, I will see you.
All right, guys, once again, massive technical difficulties tonight. And on top of everything else, my nether neighbor upstairs has got her dogs all fired up. So we've got that to contend with it well as well. There's only 20 more days I've got to put up with this silliness. And hopefully I don't jump off the roof before that happens. We're going to try and play some more bits for you here. Well, unfortunately, my computer is just slowed down to a crawl. So we're going to try and stay on the air and finish out the hour. We've got another 30 minutes. We're going to sit here and do our best. I don't have access to my internet. If you can get a hold of me on Facebook or Twitter, please, please do. All right. There goes the computer again. All right, kids. Unfortunately, I think what I'm going to have to do here is we're going to have to end the show early tonight, as much as I don't want to. I really don't, but I'm having massive, massive technical difficulties here. Nothing is working properly. I'm actually surprised I'm still streaming. So we're just going to cut it short right here. I appreciate everybody coming by and listening and putting up with this nonsense. I promise you we'll be back next week with a bigger, better, and more technically proficient show. We were set. Worked all day on today. Anyway, thanks again for joining in. Have a great night. Don't forget us to come see us Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Taxi Stand Hour, and Sunday see John for the Shannon Files at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. With that, see ya!